1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's empowering your health. And now, the doctor is in. Here's America's health and lifestyle coach, Dr. Asa Andrew.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Carol. Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Living well, darling. What's up?
Well, my dad, we had to rush him to the hospital about 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and they gave him a 3% chance to live. He's still living, but they diagnosed him with dead gut. Basically, when they went in, there was gangrene in his stomach, okay. and they had to remove basically all of his stomach.
My goodness.
And so now he gets his nutrition through a TPN. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And, but anyway, he's suffering from some cramping in his legs and poor circulation, and they said he doesn't have diabetes, that they ruled that out, but she said that if this keeps up, that they may have to remove, you know, his feet if he doesn't get some type of circulation going on. But I don't know if that has something to do with the TPN or something else he could do.
Well, it can be. I mean, it just depends on how well he's handling any nutrition that's going into his body. I mean, if they removed pretty much everything in there, then what did the doctor say? He has a GI doctor, I'm assuming. And what did they say about... What do they say about his absorption of his nutrients? What's their main concern right now with him?
Well, you know, he eats all the time. He's hungry, but he's absorbing everything through his veins, obviously.
Yeah.
And he only weighs like 128 pounds right now, and he's 73 years old. So, anyway, I didn't know if there was something that he could possibly do. Somebody said something about B12 injections for his circulation, but I don't know what else he could do.
Well, the B12, I mean, yeah, it can be helpful. It can be good. I mean, with everything going in the way that it is for him, I mean, everything obviously needs to be in a higher form. Vitamins and minerals, did they put him on any kind of liquid supplement at all along with his meals? Did they give him... Is there any game plan going on with that? Nothing at all.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I would look into that. I'd talk to your doctor, whoever's kind of his overseeing primary care for this whole deal, and I would actually talk to them about potentially looking at adding certain supplements into his regimen. I mean, give me a typical day of what he eats. Let's start there. Let me back up for a second just so I can get a clear picture. I know he's hungry all the time, but give me kind of examples of his feeding cycle throughout the day.
Well, I don't live there, but when I am there, I remember him starting the day off like with some oatmeal. And then he would have maybe a sandwich in the middle of the day, turkey, lettuce, that kind of thing. And then, you know, he loves chili. Mm-hmm. He'd make him some chili or something like that in the evening. And he loves steamed vegetables, but I don't think he really eats much fruit. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, then It doesn't sound like the stuff he's putting, or the foods he's putting in his body is too terribly bad. I would definitely encourage him to cut out certain things. The fruits and vegetables are going to be his best carbohydrate sources. You definitely want to, potentially for him to look into cutting out anything that, when you say, you know, like turkey sandwiches, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, any type of what I call inflammatory foods. And the inflammatory foods, you can find an entire list of them. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and there's an entire list of these type of foods in there that he could look through, or whoever's helping take care of him can look through and see kind of a list of the things that are really good to be eating on a regular basis or putting in your body and the ones that you should stay away from. That's going to give him a good roadmap. And I would look into supplementation, because when he's had that type of health challenge, as I like to call it, go on in his body, and he's having to deal with that, he's got to do everything he can right now to put the right kind of nutrients in. Liquid vitamins are very good, and you can find them at your health food store. That's probably a way he would want to go, and something you might want to look into. I mean, everything from, and depending on, again, you don't want to wing it on your own. Make sure your doctor is working with him. But the basics, we call them the foundational four. But even in his circumstance, it would be something to consider. And they make probiotics that are in a powdered form, and that puts a good bacteria. And even though he's got what he has going on within his body, there's still the chance, you still want to put the right kind of things inside the body, okay? And things like omega-3 oils, a good multivitamin, and again, the liquids are going to be easier for his body to handle and absorb, and to get some of the nutrients out of there. That's something that I would consider looking into and making sure that his diet is perfect. I mean, he's in a place right now, there's two schools of thought. Give him what he wants because he's in a tough spot. Or I'm kind of the school, give him most excellent food that you can, making the right choices, the best choices for him, so his body can respond and function at the highest level that he's able to. So it's, you know, some people get in that place and they're just like, give them whatever, pizza, donuts, give them, you know, just let them go with soda, whatever they want to put in their body. You don't want to do that. You want to get them into a place right now where you put the highest grade nutrients, which I know that's what you want to do, and that's why you're calling. And that's a good thing. But it's just coming up with a game plan for him, the choices he makes right now and that you can help him encourage to make are going to make the major differences within his overall health. And every day does count. No matter what anybody tells you, the choices we make today, the body's changing every day. It's regenerating every day. Old cells are dying off. New cells are forming. And so it does matter. Every little thing counts. And when you're in a tough spot with any kind of health issue, whatever you can do to make things better, to know that you've given your best effort for that day. At the end of the day, when you look back weeks from now, he'll be able to look back and realize that people like you who loved him that much were doing everything you could to help him, to make his life better, to help it to function better, to help him to go to the next level with his health, knowing that he's been hit with this tough health challenge. And everybody might think it's, you know, for around him might be kind of singing the doom and gloom song, but there's someone like you who can encourage him and motivate him and get him to the next level. And when it comes to your health and you're struggling with something like that, it's always great to have someone by your side that can walk with you. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face are diet and lifestyle related. It means that somehow, some way, we lifestyle our way in. But the good news is, if we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, we can lifestyle our way out and get well. That's what we want to talk about on this show. Coming up, we've got more health challenges, your questions that we'll dig into when we come back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, aceandrew.com. There you can find great information to empower your health and your life. Cholesterol, high cholesterol, is one of the top health challenges that many primary care physicians see walk in their office. And really, if you talk to your friends, your family members, your neighbors, everyone wants to talk about cholesterol. What in the heck is cholesterol? Let's talk about it for a minute, because an article came out and they're saying that half of U.S. adults with high cholesterol are not receiving sufficient treatment. According to a new government report, only about half of U.S. adults suffering with high levels of LDL cholesterol, which we'll get into in a moment. I'm going to explain it all to you. Often called bad cholesterol, receive treatment for it, and 2 out of 3 patients who get treatment are unable to control the problem. And this disturbing news, given that heart disease, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases are responsible for more than 800,000 adult deaths each year in the U.S. That's 800,000 people die from some form of heart disease or cardiovascular disease. Now, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control has these statistics, and 150,000 of those deaths are among people younger than age 65. The CDC says many people lack regular access to medical care, prescription medications, or lifestyle counseling. And even if people initially see a doctor about their heart health, they often don't receive regular follow-up care, making it difficult to control blood pressure and cholesterol issues. Statistically, about 1 in 2 adults stop taking their cholesterol medication. The CDC's latest report suggests that a problem is in how health care is delivered. Patients are not receiving clinical services to detect and control cholesterol or high blood pressure. The CDC hopes, however, that changes in reimbursement strategies to doctors and healthcare providers may improve cardiovascular health by allowing treatment to be more accessible. And I can agree with that last point. But cholesterol is a big issue, and it's something that is hitting Americans more and more. And cholesterol is basically a substance that is produced in the liver. You've got 2 different kinds of cholesterol. You've got the HDL cholesterol. Those are the good guys. They're called high-density lipoproteins. And the LDL cholesterols, those are the bad guys, low-density lipoproteins. The ones that will clog your arteries up that you need to be concerned about are the LDLs. Those are the bad guys. And you have to be really careful about that, because a lot of the foods that we eat stimulate a lot of that to plaquing to happen in the arteries, such as processed foods, a lot of the fatty foods, saturated fats. Those kind of foods can cause that, especially all the sugar that we're eating in this country. It's unbelievable the amount of sugar that we're getting in. And don't just think table sugar when you think about that. You've got to think about all the processed foods. I mean, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of those turn into basically, in a nutshell, glucose in the body, which is ends up being like sucrose, which is more the table sugar, but it functions the same way in the body. It raises blood sugar levels, causes insulin to be released, it causes the pancreas to begin to wear out over time, and it just creates a big mess. And so many people are struggling with it, and that can lead to triglyceride issues, it can lead to cholesterol issues, but getting the LDLs managed, the bad guys, that's a real big plus. And that's why some of the medications, the cholesterol medications, the statin drugs, have become so popular. Zocor, Crestor, you've got all the different statin drugs that so many people are having to use now. Now, the ideal, and some people argue with me, but the standard of care ideal is keeping your cholesterol numbers around 180, 185. They say don't let it get over 200. That's kind of the adage right now among physicians. Well, technically, your body can function very well between 190 and 220. Because cholesterol, you don't want it to get too low, because if cholesterol gets too low, then it becomes an issue with hormone function, and there's a lot of functions within the body that it needs cholesterol for. And the good healthy fats that we should be getting in our diet, the omega-3 fatty acids, those sorts of things, cod liver oil, all the fish oils, and almonds, walnuts, cashews, and they contain some omega-6s as well. But the good, clean fats that our body needs, it's so important to keep cholesterol numbers manageable, because if you're getting the right kind of fats, it typically will. If you're not eating a bunch of junk food, eating the healthy kind of fats, many times cholesterol levels will stabilize. Now, some people have a genetic tendency for that, but it's mostly lifestyle. Mostly lifestyle. If you do have to take a statin drug, work with your doctor on that, and you don't want to take it for a long period of time, but your doctor is going to keep you on the medication. If you don't radically change your lifestyle choices, your doctor will typically keep you on the drug to cover their self So they know that even though you're out eating a bunch of junk, you're taking that medication and it's managing cholesterol so you don't kick over with some heart attack or big clogged artery. And that's why they're going to put you on the medicine, because they know that medicine will manage you, since they can't walk around with you all day long with a camera, video camera, and watch everything you eat, and they can't spend 8 hours a day counseling you on how you should eat and giving you a game plan. However, if you are willing to take responsibility for your health and your life, and you're dealing with something like cholesterol, most physicians will give you the opportunity to drop 30 pounds, to change your eating, to start exercising, and then you can say, hey, I'd like to try coming off this medicine and see how my body responds. A good primary care physician, if they know you're on board and they know that you're going to work hard at it with them, then they will work with you on that. They're not going to just tell you no, no, no. They'll work with you. And that's something you should challenge your doctor with. But you have to come with them a great game plan. And on this show, we're all about lifestyle. We're all about making the right kind of lifestyle choices so that you can function at a very high level. And by doing that, if you'll dig your feet and your heels in the sand and begin to make it happen and come up with a game plan, like getting my book, Empowering Your Health, reading through that from cover to cover and coming up with a plan based around how to eat better, how to function better, taking the right supplements, exercising, getting proper rest, drinking plenty of non-chlorinated water, half your body weight in ounces of non-chlorinated water every day. Coming up with a solid plan that you can take to them and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do for the next 8 weeks. Can I wean myself down, or can you help me do that? And most doctors will. If you are taking a statin drug, make sure you're taking at least 50 to 100 milligrams of CoQ10 to offset some of the negative side effects. And I'm not knocking statin drugs. Crestor is actually a really good one that many doctors will use at 10 milligrams, and it has incredible benefits for the body, especially if your cholesterol is too high, and it has minimal side effects. So if you're not on Crestor, that is a great one that you can ask your doctor about if you're taking one of the other ones and it's causing some joint pain. But look into that for cholesterol. Keep the HDLs up and the LDLs down, and you'll be doing quite well. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back. If you're not into the Facebook and Twitter world, you need to get into it. Check us out, drasa.com, and you can get on there as well. Hit the links, and it'll take you right to it. Get involved, and also check out our weekly email newsletter that will empower your health and your life. A lot of back problems are spurring millions of ER visits per year. Back problems were responsible for about 3.4 million visits to the U.S. emergency departments. In 2008, a federal government report released this past Wednesday that worked out about an average of 9,400 visits per day. That same year, there were more than 663,000 back-related hospital admissions, mostly for back surgery or other treatments for back problems. That's an average of nearly 1,820 per day, said the latest news and numbers from the Agency of Health for Healthcare and Research and Quality. And the analysis of 2008 data also showed that adults aged 18 to 44 were most apt to need just emergency care, no hospitalization for back pain, while adults aged 65 to 84 were least likely. And so hospital admissions for back problems cost more than $9.5 billion overall, making it the ninth most expensive condition treated in U.S. hospitals. So if you have back pain, let me just say this to you. If you have back pain and you don't know what to do, go to an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician, unless it's just so debilitating you can't move. I mean, obviously, if you've hurt it, injured it, and you're concerned that you might need an MRI or whatever, then that's fine. But, I mean, here's the deal. The pathway is typically go to your primary care physician. If they don't refer you to a DO or a chiropractic physician, a DC, encourage or ask them about it. And you, I mean, you don't have to have a referral to go to those doctors. You can walk right in off the street. It's always good to go to your primary care first, though. I'm a big fan of that. Let them be the gatekeeper of everything going on with your health. But just so you know, a DO or a DC, if you're dealing with any kind of back issue, is really one of the better places to go because the treatments that are available today are amazing. And they can get you out of pain, but more than that, they can correct the structure so that it doesn't happen more in the future. And there's a lot of things non-surgically that can be done to really get you back into a good place, more than painkillers, more than muscle relaxers. That's not going to correct anything. Think about this. If you got something going on with your back and you get pain because of either an injury or you've done something to it over a long period of time, wear and tear, whatever it might be, it took a long time for that to happen, so it's going to take some time for you to get it corrected. So you just realize that. And if you know that on the front end, then you'll be able to get some great work done. But you just need to find a doctor that you can work with so that they can do the proper testing, they can figure out exactly what's going on, what's causing the pain, and work on getting the pressure off the nerves, keeping the disc from degenerating, and you'll be amazed at what can happen. Even physical therapists are now really getting into a lot of rehab and therapy with the spine and with the back, and they're getting some really great results with it. So that's another option. You could do chiropractic type work or osteopathic type work and then end it up with physical therapy and come up with a good solid game plan to get everything where it needs to be from the bones, the muscles, and the nerves and get that pain threshold to be got down quite a bit. Let's go to Charles now. Hi, Charles. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Doctor. I really appreciate your program. You have helped me a lot listening to you and doing some of the things. But my problem is this right
Thanks,
here.
Charles.
I have what they call rotator cuff damage in both of my shoulders. And it happened in 96 in a truck accident. My truck turned over with me. And they told me at the time at my young age, well, I was 16 years ago, I'm 58 years old now, and they said if they did the surgery then, they'd just have to go back in there about now and, you know, replace whatever they put in there.
Sure.
And unfortunately, I believed when they told me that, but they said now, you know, I can let too much time went by. But what's going to eventually happen to my shoulders in time if don't know, you know, help ever get done to them?
So you never had anything done to them, right? Do they still hurt as bad? I mean, tell me the pain that you're dealing with right now.
When I reach for my, it always has been. If I reach in the back of my, you know, to get my wallet out, that hurts. If I lift up over my head, that hurts. If I turn a doorknob, that hurts. It's just painful, just like a toothache.
I understand. Well, here's the deal. You've probably got a lot of scar tissue that's built up in that area, and that's what's causing a lot of the pain. And I don't know that I agree with what they said originally. If they corrected it, they would have to correct it again later. I think that with where you are now, you got to look at how your shoulder's functioning. And if it's bothering you and it's hurting you that much and your range of motion is restricted, you know, where you can't reach back, get your wallet, all those kind of things. If it's restricted in that manner, then we got to come up with a new game plan. I would go to your physician and see if they could recommend possibly some physical therapy that you could do for a short stint and see if the therapy they can do can break up some of the scar tissue, give you better range of motion, and see how things might work better. And if the shoulder doesn't get better, range of motion doesn't get better, the shoulder's real funny. And it's sometimes it can do really great and sometimes not. So I think it's one of those deals where you just got to play it by ear, see how things go. And if the physical therapy doesn't help, then you might want to consider arthroscopic surgery where the orthopedic surgeon will go in. Those are several things. But I would go to your doctor and I would get that looked into and look into some rounds of physical therapy. They also, the FDA, several years ago, cleared what's called a cold low-level laser. It runs at what's called 635 nanometers. And a lot of the orthopedics, a lot of physical therapy clinics, they have these lasers and they just are phenomenal at restoring and regenerating tissue. And it might be something you want to look into as far as getting some treatments and therapy done to help the shoulder out, because they've just, a lot of the sports teams are using them and athletes are recovering twice as fast from injuries by using this laser. So it's something definitely to look into that would be worth your while For sure. Thanks so much for the call. Thanks for being a great listener. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Doc? Let me first off say thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
My problem is, it's not actually my... It is and it isn't. My wife, I don't know if it's emotional or something physical, and my sister, she's the same way, are very short all the time and always in an ill mood, and they can't see it themselves, you know. They're especially the ones that are closest to them, you know. And I was wondering if it could be something emotional or something physical, or if it could be treated with drugs or exactly what. I know she does take I think it's called I can't even think of the name of it now. Some kind of medication for it, you know.
It's okay. Tell me the exact thing she's dealing with as far as when you say emotional. Break it down a little bit more for me.
Well, you know, she's you know, flies off the bat, you know, and for no reason at all. And when you get in arguments, it's always, you know, she doesn't see that she's, you know, being very short, you know, and nasty at times, and same way with my sister. She's that way a lot, and could it be something mental, or I thought maybe it could be something physical, like a low hormone balance or something like that. I don't know.
Has it always been that way, or has it rapidly changed in the last
It's rapidly getting, you know, she's always been, you know, kind of a little bit touchy, but I mean it's gotten a lot worse, you know.
What is her age?
She's 54.
Okay, so would you say in the last 2 years it's become worse?
Last year especially, you know, seems to have gotten worse.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the thing. There's a lot of things that it could be. I mean, is it mental related? Well, yeah, it is. But it's you got to realize that even the brain chemistry is affected by the body chemistry. It's all tied in together. Mm-hmm. And so it could be nutritional deficiencies. It could be so many different things, but it could be the neurotransmitters are what causes a lot of that type issue. And dopamine is the real big one. Dopamine, there's several different brain chemicals, but the four main ones that we usually are concerned with: acetylcholine, GABA, dopamine, and serotonin. The one that can cause the short temper, the one that can cause kind of fly off the handle, and the one that can cause more of a seemingly bipolar tendency, which is someone with bipolar has extreme highs and extreme lows, kind of manic depressive in that way. You know, it's very, very, I guess, noticeable, the mood swings that a person has that is deemed bipolar. But dopamine is the brain chemical. And there's several things you can do to get dopamine levels to balance out from more of a nutritional perspective. And there's several things that you can look to do. Now, there's foods that can help with dopamine levels that they say, and that certain foods are meat. That's regular, like things like red meat. But, of course, you want to go organic, grass-fed, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. So all of those are very important to eat on a regular basis. They can help stabilize dopamine levels, if indeed that's the case. Now, I will tell you, it's important. If you notice this, obviously she may not. Like you said, she doesn't realize, probably as snappy as she's being right now, but you might want to encourage her to go to the doctor and talk to them about that. I think that would be a good way to go. But these are some things that you can look into as far as foods that can help with dopamine levels. She'll need to avoid caffeine if this is a pathway that she's looking at, because caffeine will throw off dopamine levels in the body. It actually depletes tyrosine and phenylalanine, and those are two of the amino acids that help make the dopamine levels in the body. Supplements that can be very beneficial are glutathione, tyrosine, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's a version of vitamin B6, and N-acetylcysteine. Those are all things that can be good to help dopamine levels if that's indeed what's going on with her. So those are just some suggestions of things you can research on your own and look into. But just knowing that, you know, she's not the woman that you've always known, and there's been some radical shifts in her personality, it's something you want to get looked into. It's not just, again, I'm not just saying, hey, take this supplement and it's going to fix it. I'm not telling you that at all. It's something you want to look into and kind of be a cheerleader for her, walk through this process. But see your doctor and do some research on some of the things we talked about and keep me posted.
Do
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. This show's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. So you want to talk about your health? That's what we're here for. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. So much can change with our health every single day, but you have to be willing to change, making the radical changes in your life to get the radical results that you're looking for. Let's go now to Avina. Hi, Avina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Absolutely.
Question for you. Female or women alopecia or hair thinning?
Sure.
Is it reversible?
It depends. Depends on what's causing. I mean, typically with a female, it is. It just depends on what's drive. It depends on what's driving it. And there's so many things that can drive thinning hair. Have you had everything checked out, or have you not been to your doctor yet to get it all checked?
Well, I went to my dermatologist, and I did discuss with him because I know for us as African-American women, we usually put relaxers in our hair.
Sure.
And he told me to cut back with that. That did help some. But I'm trying to see if it could be affected by my weight. I'm also on high blood pressure pills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to see, is it that? He recommended biotin. And I think, was it the medication that's in Rogaine, the Myoxin or not?
It's called minoxidil.
Yes. And he said, go ahead and try those products and see how that goes.
Okay, well, good. So you have a good game plan.
Okay, so those products do work. I need to do
The minoxidil has got some decent research behind it, but the really all it'll do is it can keep what you have, and it might begin to grow. And the research behind it is that it'll slowly grow, and the very, very slight hair follicles, just almost like a peach fuzz. And usually with men, they did a big test on it, and it really only regrew hair in the crown, which is the very top of the head. So if you're losing it kind of sparsely throughout, it may not work. So it really has only been shown to work in the crown area of the head. But the biotin is a good idea. Silica is something else that works very well. They've done a lot of research with silica and hair and how it regrows and that sort of thing. So there's several things with silica that can be very beneficial and very helpful that you can look into. But I'll tell you, vitamin D, vitamin A, omega-3 fatty acids, all of those are found in cod liver oil. Very beneficial for all of those types of things. But if you're dealing with alopecia, have they checked your thyroid? Do they look at the blood work for your thyroid, and do you have a thyroid condition at all or no?
No, I don't have a thyroid problem.
Okay. How about blood sugar? Everything okay on your blood sugar?
Yes, sir.
All right, so all of that's fine. Sometimes with alopecia with women, when it begins to go like that, it can get down to hormones, and there's three different estrogens. If they haven't checked that out, have them look at all three estrogens, estradiol, and estriol. Also progesterone. And then finally, they have linked alopecia to fungal in the body, fungal-related infections, yeast-related infections. And there's a cleanse you can do that in my book, I talk about that. It's a super cleanse. And in there, it's got everything. And it's just basically using cayenne pepper. It uses organic maple syrup and freshly squeezed lemon, and there's a whole protocol for it. But also, when you're thinking about cleansing the body, getting a good detoxifier, a natural detoxifier for the body can be very good. Black walnut is really good. Wormwood is good. All of those kind of things are good to clear out yeast, fungal-related infections within the body. Sometimes that can be the main driver for what's going on. Skin conditions, even with the scalp, we always want to think that it's coming from the outside in. But many times, those type of conditions are coming from the inside out. And if you start clearing out from the inside what's going on in the body, a lot of times what's showing itself on the outside can take care of itself. So, again, the things that he suggested, I think, are great. But I think there's a little bit more to dig deep on that you might want to look into as far as maybe some cleansing-type protocols or detoxification, some things you could research that could probably be beneficial to you. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Mark. Hi, Mark. Welcome. Oh, it's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, partner.
Great. Great. I had a back issue, and so I came up with a device, and I'd like to get you to take a look at it. And I'm wondering how I can do that. To me, it's been effective.
Okay, well, great. You can probably just
I've been waiting for you to talk about the back, and I had a kind of a bad reception situation here, and I didn't get all the information that you know, there's some huge numbers, people that have those problems. And I think if I can help myself, I may be able to help them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that if you come up with a device that can help people, that's phenomenal. If you ever want to shoot that to our email, you just go to asaandrew.com or drasa.com, our website, and you can, you know, shoot that over. And I mean, I'd love to take a look at it, definitely. But here's the thing. With back issues, which about 600,000 people struggle with that every year, roughly in a study that we were just talking about. And there's so many different things. Some of the best treatment out there and best treatment available and therapies available are through either an osteopathic physician that's a DO, chiropractic physician that's a DC, or physical therapist. All three of those can handle back-related issues in a great way. There's a lot of great therapies out there, treatment, and although the devices are good, the actual structural care and structural treatment, there's nothing better than that, because a good physician that's well trained in that will be able to get over multiple treatments, will be able to get the spinal area where it needs to be, get pressure off the nerves, and get the disc more stabilized so they don't degenerate. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
You heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.